We've been discussing the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. We mentioned that mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is a mitzvah min HaTorah. The very first Mishnah was that Bracha speaks about Zman Kriyat Shema. There's a mitzvah of Zman, there's a din of Zman Kriyat Shema, both for the Kriyat Shema at night as well as for the Kriyat Shema in the daytime. And we assume that the Zman and Kriyat Shema are actually requirements mid the Araisa. So in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema properly, one has to be careful about the Zman Kriyat Shema. What is the Zman Kriyat Shema? When does Kriyat Shema begin? We can focus primarily on the morning, so let's begin with the morning Kriyat Shema. Maybe the Mishnah starts with the night Kriyat Shema first. The morning Kriyat Shema is governed by the rule of Uf Kumecha. When people generally get up. When do people generally get up? So there was a Machlekes HaTanoim. Rabbi Eliezer was of the opinion that Kriyat Shema must be recited before sunrise. Because by sunrise, everybody's up already. So Baruch Hashem, we don't paskin like that view of Rabbi Eliezer. That would have been a very, very different lifestyle for most of us. We paskin like the view of Rabbi Yehoshua, that as long as some people are still getting up, and some people are determined by the halacha to mean the bnei malachim, the princes, the people who weren't in such a rush to get to work. So for the first 3 hours of the day, they were still sleeping away. So one could still fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema until that point. That's the way we paskin the halacha, even though maybe some of the sleeping patterns have changed with Zman Hazeh, it doesn't matter. The halacha is determined what the sleeping patterns were with Zman of Matan Torah. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, one must fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema min HaTorah before the end of 3 hours into the day. How do we calculate those 3 hours into the day? So the day you're going to post him, whether the count begins from Alos HaShachar, from dawn, or whether the count begins from Nate, from sunrise. Depending on when one begins the count, that depends on how one ends the count. And basically, there are two different Zman Kriyat Shema. You probably see printed on the luchos and the calendars. There is the Zman Kriyat Shema of the Magen Avraham and the Zman Kriyat Shema of the Vilna Gaon. And there's a discrepancy of depending on exactly who you ask, about a half hour, maybe even more, between those two Zman Kriyat Shema. So the Minhag HaOlam that most of us follow, in America for sure, most of us follow the Minhag of the Gra, which is the more lenient of the two. That's how Rav Moshe Feinstein Baskins, he writes that that was the Minhag in the Lithuanian yeshivas, that they used to rely on the sheet of the Gra. There are some people who are mocked for the Magen Avraham, and they jump the gun to try to take Krishma early in Eretz Yisrael. That's a very popular opinion. But again, the Ikra Din, we Baskin the Halacha like the Vilna Gaon. So therefore, once you be careful, those make sure that they are fulfilling Kriyat Shema b'zman. For whatever reason, they find themselves in a situation where they're not going to be able to make Kriyat Shema. The only meeting in town is starting too late, whatever other extenuating circumstances. So then once you be careful to say all three parshas of Kriyat Shema before davening to make sure not to lose out the mitzvah in HaTorah. A wonderful day.